Go ahead. Make the owner an offer he can't refuse. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. The mansion featured in the 1972 movie The Godfather is up for sale. The property list for $2.89 million. Joseph Profaci is one of the realtors charged with selling the property. He joins us outside the mansion. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
Would we recognize where you're standing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're a fan of the movie, I'm standing right outside the entryway with the leaded glass paned windows and door and the slate roof. This is the place.
This is where Kay took the cab to talk to Tom Hagen because Michael was over in Sicily?
That's right. That would be in the street out right outside this stone fence, and also where Johnny Fontaine sang, I have but one heart. I can almost hear it now.
Oh, I can't hear it now.
I have but one heart to share with you.
I am told that the current owners renovated one of the rooms.
That they did. They renovated, actually, it was almost a total renovation. One of the rooms that's getting some attention is the office. When the owners renovated it, they took that first floor office and put wooden wainscoting around it and a beautiful leather chair and desks and wooden blinds. So it really emulates and has that feeling of Don Corleone's office.
Now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather. Instead, you come into my house on the day my daughter's to be married and you ask me to do murder.
Is the house potentially worth more because it's in this famous movie?
We're getting a lot of interest. We had a verbal offer that came in from the Midwest. And
was the caller from the Chicago outfit family?
Are you asking me my business, Scott?
Never at the dinner table. Mr. Profaci, I have to ask, are you any relation?
Well, the Profaci family is a big family, and there's certainly some relation, so...
We should explain there was a pretty noted, with respect to your relative, organized crime figure named Joe Profaci.
That is correct.
So some distant relation, apparently.
There is.
But not enough to have any special claim on the house.
No. I would love to live here.
Mr. Profaci, I'm honored and grateful that you have sort of invited me to your home over the mobile phone.
It is my pleasure, Scott. Thanks so much.